Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're live. It's Sunday, January 8th.
English historian Peter Heather controversially argued that Rome was ultimately overcome by illegal immigration. Heather accepted the academic analysis that the Huns on the Pontic steppe in the late 4th century set these migrations in motion. However, according to Heather, the assumption that the barbarians were then peacefully absorbed into Rome smells more of wishful thinking than likely reality. Rome had always been an inclusive society that welcomed immigrants. Immigrants were given employment in the Roman army, but were welcome only if they assimilated. Of course, Rome still fell. What makes anyone think that the United States and Europe can absorb violent non-assimilating immigrants from all over the world, with the result not ultimately collapsing 21st century civilization?
Sie machen Berlin zu Baghdad.
The drug crisis in the United States continues to escalate. This year, more than 100,000 Americans died due to a drug overdose. It is now one of the top 10 reasons for deaths in America.
Breitbart reported that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration over its rule change allowing immigrants into the country who will be dependent on welfare. Federal immigration law has required a public charge determination for immigrants, which bars them from staying in the country if they are likely to use welfare programs like food stamps, Medicaid, or government housing. Studies show taxpayers are being billed about $1,600 a year per immigrant, and that immigrants use 33% more cash welfare than American citizens. Similarly, about 63% of non-citizen households use at least one form of public welfare, while only about 35% of native-born American households are on welfare. The architects of this collapse know full well what they are doing.
We hear frequently that people are at the center of sustainable development. And we know that, by definition, people are at the center of populations. Well, from these two simple observations, it follows that an understanding of population patterns and trends will be essential for the successful implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development.
Let me be clear. Title 42 or not, the border is not open.
The collapse is right in front of us. As Californians flee for Mexico under California Governor Newsom,
wealthy are leaving California too. Some fear that mass departures by the state's billionaires and tech companies could reduce local and state tax revenues. Just 1% of California's top income earners are responsible for half of all income tax revenue. Those drops could have the potential to affect government services for years to come.
And illegals kill Americans at a higher rate than Americans kill each other.
How many American children are going to be burned alive before our elected leaders decide to take action? The Republicans don't care. They don't want to stand up to the donor class. The Democrats sure don't care. They want new voters. Big business? They want cheap labor.
Meanwhile, ICE is confirming that Jose Rosales, who's accused of killing Harris County, Texas Corporal Charles Galloway, is in the country illegally when he murdered that officer.
Tell us what happened to your brother.
He was murdered in 2018 by an illegal criminal alien.
She was rear-ended by Eswin Mejia, who was 19 years old, here illegally.
Margarito Quintero Rosales told authorities he fell asleep at the wheel and his van drifted into the oncoming lane.
He was here illegally.
There's not a day goes by in this country that there isn't at least one American citizen that dies at the hands of someone who's unlawfully present in the United States, whether it is an act of homicide, whether it's an act of willful manslaughter, whether it's an OWI on the streets of America. Hardly anybody has gone through the last 10 years and doesn't at least see that show up in their local newspaper if it doesn't show up in their neighborhood.
The cold reality ignored by the media industrial complex lingers in the shadows of a crumbling America, vomiting the United Nations Replacement Migration Directive, fueled by globalist trillionaire NGOs, kept in motion by runaway government corruption and rammed down the throats of the American taxpayer in order to usher in a new world order.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tomorrow's news today. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Holding high above my head the eternal torch of liberty in defense of life and free will. The worship of the creator of the universe. Well, we have quite the transmission lined up for you this evening. I returned yesterday after very important time spent with family and cogitating and really thinking about what's currently happening in the future that's about to unfold and how we can be part of that future and not just be bystanders and let the new world order run over us. And I am recharged and ready and back in studio. I won't just be hosting, obviously, the Sunday show, but the weekday program, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, at the demonized, attacked, censored, lied about, fulcrum of liberty, Infowars.com. All right, let's dive straight into it. I'm going to get to all the other huge news coming up at the bottom of the hour, but right now let's drill in to the puppet globalist Joe Biden following the UN replacement migration plan that the United Nations developed, that Europe's been following and that we've been following for decades. He touched down about 2 hours ago in El Paso. He's scheduled to take off in the next 30 minutes, a touch and go, and he's wandering around basically claiming that he's surveying the supposed broken border and saying it's just fine. They have openly cleaned out all the illegal alien camps and UN camps and shipped the tent cities set up on the other side of the U.S. border in El Paso out. So it's quite the Potemkin village or the matrix-like deception that we are witnessing right now. And here are some of the headlines. Crisis, what crisis? El Paso clears out migrant camps ahead of Biden's first trip to the border Sunday, as frustrated agents say numbers always fall in January and he might as well have gone to Des Moines. Meanwhile, Biden's readying to announce his relaunch for his 2024 campaign. Yes, he's that arrogant. Can't even hardly talk or walk now, but they want a zombie, just like Fetterman, in office they can control. They'll probably steal the next election and stall him again. Biden inspects busy port of entry along U.S.-Mexico border. That's what AP calls the collapsed border, a busy port of entry. And here is the actual White House schedule, where you can see where he landed here at 2 o'clock and is scheduled to take off any time now. So basically a touch-and-go visit there while saying there wasn't a border crisis. Now he blames it on the Republicans. Joe Biden arrives in El Paso for first border visit of his presidency.
Texas governor says Biden team failed to communicate on border vision. But here's what's really important. Biden came out when he was the vice president. This particular clip's from 9 years ago. And then there's another clip from 2.5, 3 years ago when he was running for office saying basically the same thing. So here are these clips from the past, back to back, where he is announcing the globalist plan for replacement migration and to bring in giant third world populations, permanent underclasses the globalists can control. Here it is.
I would argue it's unlike any other large country in the world. See, there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength. And so we have been... We haven't always gotten it right. I don't want to. What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
And, of course, all the fake news fact check sites say that, well, he said those things, but he didn't mean those things. Even though he's completely dissolved the southern border, the northern border's been partially dissolved, unless you're a U.S. citizen trying to get in. It's absolutely insane. So a lot of folks don't know what the term Potemkin village means, but that basically goes back to examples of when the czars would visit a little village in poor areas of Russia. They would basically put up a whole fake happy pastoral view for them so they wouldn't know how bad the situation really was. A more modern example would be the Truman Show, where it's basically a staged event. And boy, do we have some examples of that coming up in here in just a moment. But that's exactly what they did in El Paso. We showed you the videos. We've been down there this year. I mean, thousands a day, up to 14,000 a day coming across. Tens of thousands just sleeping on the streets of El Paso every day, being loaded on buses, trains, and planes being flown all over the U.S. by Democrats and signed up for welfare and signed up to vote. Many of the blue cities, they've legalized illegal aliens voting. That's just a footnote. But here it is. El Paso cleans up migrant camps before Joe Biden's border visit. And under the term migrant, you see the U.N. has world regulations saying they have a right to come here. If they're called an alien under international law, they can't. So they tell you, oh, be politically correct. Don't call them illegal aliens. Call them migrants. And now you've allowed them all to opt into this and allow the human smuggling and allow the fentanyl and allow all the crime by being politically correct and using the terms you are told to use. Greg Abbott tweeted about it, the governor of Texas, saying El Paso rushes to remove illegal immigrants from migrant camps that are crowding downtown before Biden arrives. Predictable. Biden doesn't want America to see the chaos that he has caused the border. This is just a photo op and a game of pretend. Yes, that's a good way of saying it. And the Mexican government did the same thing. Mexican officials sent special forces, in quotes, ahead of Biden border visit, only posed for photos, saying they weren't aware of the crisis. But what can Governor Abbott do? He put the state guard down there and the national guard down there, but they just pick up the illegals and then the feds get them and release them. So the governor has to admit that under the Constitution, he's close to powerless. It's a federal crisis. It is a federal jurisdiction to control the border. But the state has ways with the UN NGOs giving them debit cards and giving them money and loading them with unaccompanied children on cars. That's human trafficking. That's smuggling. That is a state prerogative as well. And to have outside multinationals in command of federal officers outside of Congress is also a state issue. To have unauthorized under state and federal law foreign operatives running operations. And Abbott has opened a criminal investigation into that. But I want to see some indictments now because this is clear cut. Meanwhile, in Florida, DeSantis calls on the National Guard to help watch the influx, to help with the influx of illegal migrants. But all he can do is ship them somewhere else in the U.S. He cannot ship them out of the country because he does not control the national borders of the nation. It is not DeSantis's or Abbott's jurisdiction. So when Abbott puts some troops down there with machine guns, they're just watching the people go back and forth. It's a joke. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. It's completely cosmetic, ceremonial, ridiculous. But at least DeSantis is talking about the fact that this is a federal crisis. Biden administration spent over $300 million this year in taxpayer money to fund illegal migrants' dental and health care. Don't you wish you got all that free stuff? Shock video. Let's play this out of Dublin, Ireland. Busloads of military-age male migrants invade Ireland. They arrive every day in Dublin by the hundreds from the Middle East, and they're just dumped out with their Gucci bags and $500 pants and $1,000 cell phones. Just happening absolutely all over the world, all directed by the United Nations, all replacement migration. These people are then signed up with the deep state, with the socialists, with the communists, and are now a new permanent underclass that'll burn down every city they live in when they're given the order by the deep state to do it. They're installing our kill switch. We'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
May 4th, 1970, hundreds of students were protesting the Vietnam War at Kent State University. The National Guard tried to disperse the crowd, but were met with resistance. Things escalated, and four students were shot and killed. This was rightfully memorialized as an overreach of power, but things have since changed in America. On January 6th, 2021, during perhaps the biggest peaceful protest of American history, the FBI instigated violence. Things escalated, and four people died, including Ashley Babbitt, an unarmed Air Force veteran who was executed for climbing through a window. There were no rock anthems composed to memorialize her death. Instead, her killer was celebrated on TV. The almighty self-righteous liberal now celebrates tyranny. And after pretending that violent mobs burning down cities for an entire summer is peaceful, they pretend that the American patriots at the Capitol on January 6th are terrorists. And they pretend that the violent masked group Antifa does not exist. Antifa has been used regularly to silence, intimidate, and violently attack peaceful protesters, including women, children, and the elderly. And because the police have proven to be nothing but tyrants, allowing all this to happen, a group of patriotic Americans known as the Proud Boys did the right thing and attempted to protect and defend their fellow man from a criminal government, including Army veteran Joe Biggs.
People always ask, why do we come? My question is, why don't more people come here? There's a lot of bad shit that's been going on. It's been 100-plus days of violence and riots, assaulting police officers, killing people, executing people. We don't like seeing that, you know? I want everyone to learn how to get along. And like today, as much as I do not like Antifa, I don't want any of those guys to get hurt. I want everyone to be able to go home. I disagree with them, but we should be able to disagree and keep our hands to ourselves.
Because the police have done nothing while innocent lives have been taken by government proxy groups, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, the Proud Boys stood up to exercise our God-given right under natural law, self-defense. And because the brainwashed masses have fallen into complete submission to the corrupt system, a new precedent is now being set that will forever change this country, strip us of our First Amendment, and further enslave us all. Joe Biggs, along with four other members of the Proud Boys, are now being tried for sedition and face up to 20 years in prison. Court reporter Alicia Powell was there to witness the lead prosecutor accusing the defense of being racist, and nearly every potential jury member has rallied for Black Lives Matter and supports Antifa. A former CIA operative has also been qualified for the jury. These political prisoners have been rotting in an American gulag for a year. Some are being starved and drugged. And our so-called leadership does absolutely nothing. The trial is set for next week. The current state of justice in America is a complete abomination. A system comprised of criminals and whores. May God bless America, because we need a miracle. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That's just one of the latest reports that just went live today at band.video. So incredibly important. I hope you'll go to band.video and share it, because you are the power of resistance out there. You are everything that stands between us and the New World Order. All right. In the last segment, I got into Biden and his touch-and-go visit for just a few hours in Air Force One before he flies on to Mexico to try to get them to sign on to the carbon taxes and the whole UN Agenda 2030 plan. But let me tell you what else I'm going to be covering tonight right now, because this is all beyond critical. Every time I come on air, I say this is the biggest COVID news yet, because it all just comes out every day, even bigger revelations. Well, while I was out of town for 5 days, beyond anything we've ever seen came out on so many fronts, from governments and insurance companies and national statistics and coroners and anecdotal examples of record heart attacks and myocarditis, and that different think tanks and corporations and governments were also running not just bots to surveil and put out propaganda, but with fake doctors on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, fake doctors saying, oh, the shots are safe, oh, nobody's gotten sick, everything's fine. So we have all of that, and that stack coming up. It's so important next segment. Then, obviously, people want my take on the situation last week with Kevin McCarthy as the Speaker of the House and what happened there. And am I mad at MTG, or now am I mad at Gates for going ahead and voting for McCarthy? I'm going to give you my take on that and really lay it all out in the last segment of this hour. Then we're going to look at their own January 6th. The communist is now in control by clear election fraud. State Department helped run the operation. You had millions of people protesting in the capital city of Brazil. Of the million, 10,000 or so have gone and taken over the different government buildings, including the presidential palace. They literally look like they had about 15 police out front trying to stop them. So it looks like a deliberate stand down to demonize opposition, just like January 6th. We're going to be laying all of that out as well. There's also been coordinated destruction, as you know, of food processing plants, several hundred via arson and explosions. Now we've got not dozens, but more than 50 that we know of, electrical grid centers targeted with precision shooting to bring down power grids in different areas of the country. There's a big article on it on InfoWars.com. Media blackout over terror incident at Vegas power plant. Just the latest of many in the last week. It's been going on for about 3 months. We've got all of that that we're going to be covering as well. And huge governmental funding of the LGBTQP pedophile movement and the left pushing that not just here, but all over the world, including government spy agencies involved pushing the LGBTQP operation. And then, of course, we also have a lot of news on the economy. And something I talked about a few years ago when Biden got in, because I watched the policy changes and I watched the legislation they passed that Republicans, by the way, went along with, many of them, to hire 86,000 new IRS agents. And specifically in the legislation, it said to target people depositing in a year's period $600 or more. Well, now we've got the numbers after the policy went into effect the last year and a half. And guess who the IRS was targeting? The poorest Americans. This is truly evil. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself, because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. down-and-out sleep support, liquid. It's very fast-acting. Take it out of the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The dead doctors don't lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I'm going to have to move fast because I've got more than 40 articles and documents here that I want to show TV viewers and want to mention to radio listeners. A lot of this information is on InfoWars.com. So if you're a radio listener, you can just write down what I say and just search engine it, and you will be able to find it, even on places like Google. But I'd use DuckDuckGo or even Bing that Microsoft owns. It's a lot better than Google. Google is a broken search engine by design, but you can still get some information if you have the exact correct search term. So let's go over this. There are a bunch of big smoking guns today. Smoking gun number one, COVID infection rates higher among vaccinated, Australian government data shows. Now, it's the exact same numbers, basically the same numbers, in every country that rolled out these experimental mRNA shots that China and Russia and a bunch of other countries refused to take or even let in the nation because they're not vaccines. Then we have all the statistics and numbers on that. We're going to go over it. Then we've got this article on Infowars.com by Jamie White. He wrote yesterday that I'm going to have moved back to the top or into the live show feed article. COVID PSYOP exposed, network of doctors who pushed masking lockdowns on Twitter during pandemic don't exist. Now, this is something that has been pointed out by several newspapers that have now discovered it, but they're asking who's doing it. Well, we went and tracked it back. We know who's behind it. In fact, they told us almost 3 years ago who was doing it. Intelligence agencies and our own Defense Department in unison with the Defense Departments and the Ministries of Defense of Israel, New Zealand, Australia, the EU, Canada. The list goes on and on. I'm going to show you the actual documents, but if you go to Jamie White's article, it's just full of dozens of links and screenshots of the prior admissions. So when we say this is government-sponsored brainwashing and disinformation, it's not our opinion, it's a fact. COVID PSYOP exposed. Network of doctors who pushed masking lockdowns on Twitter during pandemic don't exist. Think about that. Now, let's get into the actual documents. This is out of the Times of London. This is from a year and a half ago. Army spies to take on anti-vax militants. And headlines, London Telegraph. Government used fear, mind control, to brainwash public into masking, social distancing, lockdowns, and shots. You've got to go read his article about it because it links to so many of the examples of what you call crisis actors, completely fake people, posting fake videos, reading scripts. But I'm an ER doctor. I'm a heart surgeon. These shots are totally safe. Oh. On and on and on and on. All run by big corporate PR firms. You know who else was involved in this? Sam Bankman-Fried and his company put hundreds of millions of dollars the last 3 years into all of this. So we could spend an entire hour just on that. But talk about smoking gun. That's what this is. It's a military-industrial complex information warfare operation. You see Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA, going out giving speeches everywhere, making that point. I'm glad he's bringing this up because it is a really big deal. Of course, he got it here almost 3 years ago. In late January, you got the whole story before it happened about what was going to happen. People go back and watch those shows and they go, is this even real? How the hell did he know all this? Because I'm studying what they're doing. And they put it in the legislation. They had it in legislation 12 years ago, 13 years ago. And then UN plans for everything we just watched the last 3 years. They've been drilling and preparing and getting ready. Adam Carolla went on Fox and made a great point. He's not ready to give amnesty to the people that suppressed nutraceuticals, that suppressed therapeutics, that locked our kids down and hurt them so bad and knew the masks didn't work but lied to the public and pushed these poison shots that erased your immune system. No, we're not giving them amnesty. They committed crimes against humanity. Plus, they're not stopping. They're still pushing more lockdowns and more forced injections. The Congress passed the new defense authorization saying you can't make troops take an experimental shot, cutting the funding. That's what Congress is supposed to do. It's their most effective power, power of the purse string. And guess what happened? The Navy said, we don't care what Congress says. Well, they should have their commissions removed. Those admirals following Biden's criminal orders. But here's Adam Carolla saying he's not ready to grant pandemic amnesty to journalists and experts.
They have no reverse gear. They don't know how to just sort of back off. A lot of them like to reconstruct history and go, what's wrong with having a difference of opinion? No, you're trying to cancel people who thought differently than you. I sent a tweet out 2.5 years ago that said this is killing old people and sick people, and the rest of you got played and who's getting played next time. And I was pilloried for that. And I had some celebrity friends call me and say, take the tweet down. And I said, no, I'm not taking it down because I'm right. The people that attacked everyone who turned out to be right need to be punished at this point. I'm not talking about setting the grandma's Winnebago on fire. I'm talking about called out in the public square and told they were wrong repeatedly. They want to turn the page. They want to shut down schools, ruin kids, get people deplatformed, fired, disgraced amongst other colleagues, and now, oops, we were wrong.
Right.
Well, turn the other cheek and turn the page.
Yeah.
No, that's not how life works.
No.
You were wrong. You bet on the Super Bowl. You bet big, and you lost. Now it's time to...
You know, I like Adam Carolla a lot, but here's where he falls down, and here's where people like Jordan Peterson do as well, because driving to Big Bend 8 hours and driving back 8 hours, I listen to a bunch of podcasts, and I listen to Adam Carolla, and I listen to Jordan Peterson. And Jordan Peterson, I'll talk about this next hour, he would go through all the evidence of cutting energy off doesn't work and kills people, and all the communism doesn't work, and the shots don't work, but... they just don't know better. They're just stupid. They just don't understand. No, they developed and created the virus. They made the vaccine, the so-called vaccine, before they ever released the virus on the record. I'll cover it next hour and show the evidence. And then they suppressed everyone about the origin day one and therapeutics day one and what the so-called vaccines would do day one. They'd already done rat studies with weaponized gain-of-function coronaviruses at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, at the University of Texas, Galveston, and all over the place. I mean, we have all the damn documents. We have the vice president of EcoHealth Alliance as a whistleblower. We have everything. You know, I said I'd get into the speaker shenanigans and fiasco next segment, but I'll do that start of the next hour. I want to finish up with this. And then I'll get back into what I was talking about with the whole origin of it and how they suppressed it. But the whole thing was completely organized. We have their emails from whistleblowers. We have their whole plan. And so this idea that, oh, they just don't believe capitalism works. No, they're ultra-rich, powerful elites that want to get rid of competition and get rid of the middle class and make us all poor to control us with social engineering. They're going to the technocracy that's worse than communism. The social credit score, the universal basic income. That's the plan they've announced. And I listened to all the so-called top intellectuals, and none of them talk about the premeditated scientific takeover, except Klaus Schwab. He writes books. Harari writes books. They implement all their plans. We're living under it. What they say they're going to do, they do. They're in control, and they won't be stopped until we have opposition that says, no, this is on purpose, Adam Carolla. They didn't bet on the Super Bowl and mess up and just hope this was going to work. They tested it on rats. They knew the same vaccine in rats caused heart attacks and infertility and death, and the rats lived half as long on average. But I'll show you new national statistics out showing it's killing you when we come back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Taping this important announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, January 5th, 2023. And that means you've only got 4 days to act if you want to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus, both at 50% off. Next Monday, the products are going back to full price because they're close to selling out. We won't have more back in stock for months. Everybody should be on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus. Just look at DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more. Document it to clean out your cells, your mitochondria,
take your immune system to the next level and even have your telomeres, that's your DNA, last longer. This is the opposite of what the globalists are doing with their poison shots. This is actually giving your body the tools it needs to regenerate. Get DNA Force Plus and Vitamineral Fusion for a limited time for 50% off. You've got until next Monday, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Keep us on air. Please take action now for your own wellness and your own health, and to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
World, top scientists are coming out exposing the death being called by these Frankenshots. But more importantly, parents and family members and children are coming out and telling the world what's happened to their loved ones.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
What's happening to their family members when they take these poison shots?
My adult son is 25 years old. He was a bodybuilder and a professional living in New York. It makes me look like I never stepped foot in a gym in my life. Now he is disabled. He cannot drive himself. After I finish this meeting with you all today, I have to take him to his cardiology appointment. He's been hospitalized 4 times. He has myocarditis and POTS. He can no longer work. He can no longer support himself. And I have to carry him on my insurance, not to mention care for him, cook for him. And he cannot do anything on his own.
I've not been a religious person, but I'm absolutely clear in my mind. The only people, the kind of planning and thinking it takes to have done what has happened are people who would worship Satan. They're not normal people. They've jabbed, I don't know, 4 billion, 6 billion poor souls. Something like 1 in 1,000 people have died. We don't know how many more will die. But we're into double figures of millions who've definitely been killed as a consequence of this policy. And that tells you that the people who are doing this are ruthless, I'd say diabolical. We're beyond good and wrong and right, okay? We're in the good versus evil.
They knew exactly what they were doing, so they suppressed all the reports of the adverse reactions day one. They knew what was coming. They'd already tested it on rats and pigs. They knew exactly what was about to happen. Premeditated, organized surveillance of what you were saying and doing, including medical professionals and scientists, to suppress them, to see if they could get away with permanent lockdowns and forced injections that don't just attack your cardiovascular system, but also your fertility. Let's plunge back into it. Fauci responds to alleged upcoming Fauci files, says disinformation is the enemy. Get the clip ready. He then goes on, the full interview is on InfoWars.com on CBS News, and says there's no heart attacks or myocarditis, that it's disinformation. It's very rare. No, I'm going to show you the statistics. It's off the charts everywhere these Frankenshots are given. And we said a year before they started the injections that this was going to happen because they were mRNA and they tested these before on rats. Absolutely insane that by early 2000 we were warning of what was about to unfold because we tracked them. We tracked the globalists and what they'd studied, what they'd done. And that's how Dr. Michael Yeadon, in December of 2000, along with Wolfgang Wudarg, the chief advisor to the EU Medical Board, filed an emergency lawsuit in 2020 in Germany with the EU saying, do not give this. It's going to cause heart attacks. It's going to cause myocarditis, blood clots, infertility, and, of course, lowering immune system. I'll show you documents in a moment on that front. How do they know? Well, Yeadon had been the head of the vaccine program for 24 years at Pfizer. He was their damn vice president over the vaccine program, the director of their worldwide vaccine program. He's the world expert. The damn inventor of it said it would happen before they did it. They've had the technology 25 years. When they want to use it to help you, it works. It does incredible things, except a small percentage always have organ failure, about 2-3% depending on the study. They've done a bunch of it in humans. They did a couple of them late last year in New York, and everyone that did it died. Normally, it's a lower statistic. This time, it was total death. It was cancer cures. And now they say they've got an mRNA for cancer, an mRNA for the flu, an mRNA for depression, an mRNA. It goes on and on. But remember, in October, before Yeadon, the CDC put on their website what they were predicting as adverse reactions. Blood clots, myocarditis, heart attacks. But it doesn't matter. Fauci goes on TV and says it's all conspiracy theories. Here he is.
Yet again, another conspiracy theory, complete nonsense, is going to have some people make a decision for themselves and their family not to get vaccinated, which may cost them their lives. So that's the thing that's so horrible about it. And if you want to go out spouting nonsense, conspiracy theories, and spreading it all around, fine, except if it results in a person suffering and perhaps dying.
Evidence, myocarditis was related to vaccines. It is a heart issue. I'm not a doctor. You are. That's a shred of evidence.
A very small shred, right.
And explain how then this can get conflated.
Of course. In a very, very rare case, some of the mRNA vaccines can cause a self-limiting, almost invariably benign, inflammatory response in the heart, which generally resolves in a very short period of time. It is very, very rare. When you compare that with the negative effects on the heart by myocarditis or pericarditis, which is inflammation of either the heart muscle or the covering of the heart, and heart failure and heart medical problems, overwhelmingly COVID itself causes that in a...
Okay, so let's just go ahead and stop right there. Now we're going to show you the actual facts, ladies and gentlemen, of this giant biological, psychological warfare operation they've launched. The story's on InfoWars.com. I'm not asking, I'm begging you to save lives and to go to InfoWars.com and to get this article and to share it with everybody you know. Smoking gun, COVID infection rates higher among vaccinated, Australian data reveals, from one of the most populous states in Australia. Here are government statistic numbers for TV viewers. Ladies and gentlemen, the green is those that have had four doses. You see, the green is up here at a 236.4%. Unvaccinated peak at 3.6%. I'm going to say that again. This is hospitalizations of the vaccinated. Then I have the death numbers. Oh, they're the same. Very, very similar. So you have a 3.6% chance, if you've had no shots at its peak, of being hospitalized for COVID. And you have a 236.4%. Can't read that. The graph, 0.4, I believe. The point is, I mean, you're down here at sea level if you haven't taken the shots. Then we've got no dose down here at the bottom, flatlined. One dose is black. See that? Two doses is about the same. Three doses is above one or two doses. And four doses is the king daddy. If you fail that IQ test and take it, they want you dead. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. And that's in the first round of shots and then the boosters. Look at those numbers. You know, I'm going to have to get more into this next hour. We're out of time, and then I'll get the smoking gun breakdown of how this was created in a lab, how they pre-planned it all. Such incredible information. And quite frankly, we broke it all first, but Glenn Beck, in a very short clip, a year and a half ago with Tucker Carlson, did a better job. So I'm going to play Glenn Beck next hour, where he nailed it. But let me throw this out before we go to break. The enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down. We will stay on air, but we need your support. Plus, we've got great products you need. So if you want this information to continue to come out, we will stay on air, but we are in your hands. I need you to decide to boost your immune system, make yourself healthier and wealthier and wiser, and take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com. Tomorrow, the deal ends. 50% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus, our two flagship products, for 50% off because they're very close to selling out. They're going to go back to regular price for a week or two. They'll be gone for months and months and months. And we won't have them back in stock just like X2 or X3. Get your DNA Force Plus. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion that are so good to clean out your cells and help your telomeres last longer and give you all the vitamins and all the minerals and all the key amino acids you need. These two products together with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and the DNA Force, and with what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, makes a great natural fruit punch for adults, children, for everybody, is essential. And it funds the InfoWar, which I believe is essential as well. If you want 50% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus right now, you've got until tomorrow at midnight to do it, and then it goes back to full price. You will not get better products anywhere close for this price. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. And the Real Red Pill, got to read what that does. Talk about the Fountain of Youth. Sold out for 2+ years. We got into limited shipment. At current sales rates, it's going to be sold out in about a week and a half. Despite that, it's still on sale for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.